Close your eyes, relax, and let your imagination guide you for the next little while into a very special place where all of your desires can become a reality, all of them. A place where magnificent changes can take place if you are ready and willing and open to allow it to happen. Just let your mind sink now and experience this place in your mind where all of your dreams can be completely fulfilled if you are ready. Are you ready? If you are ready, then say yes. And let that word yes echo throughout your mind now. Hear my words, and with your own voice echoing over and over and over again, say yes again. And from this point forward, every time you close your eyes and hear the word yes, with either your own voice or mine, that word yes puts you deeper and deeper into trance. That's right. And you can affirm and reaffirm any and all of the suggestions I'm about to give to you just by repeating that word, yes, in your mind. Yes means that you are willing and open to having the changes take place in your life that I'm about to talk about in the next few moments. Are you willing and open? Do you trust your mind is powerful enough to create the changes you want to make? Say yes. Good. Now go deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper. Yes. 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 You are relaxed. And in a moment, I'm going to take you 10 times deeper than you are right now. Are you ready to go 10 times deeper? Good. Now begin by imagining yourself at the top of a beautiful staircase. And before moving a muscle, I want you to just notice your breathing for a moment. Notice your breathing. How does it feel? Does it feel soft and easy? Each breath is sending a warm and relaxing vibration throughout your body. How does your body feel? Are there any areas in your body that need a little extra relaxation right now? Go ahead and breathe in gently. And as you breathe out, imagine that you're sending that out breath. Go ahead and breathe in gently. And as you breathe out, imagine you're sending that out breath down to wherever it is in your body that needs that extra relaxation. Spend a little more time concentrating on your breathing. Breathe gently and very slowly. This breathing is the direct route to your total relaxation. Good. Now notice your body in the way that it feels. Can you feel a little tingling sensation anywhere in your body? Or a numbness? This is a great way to tell whether your body is becoming relaxed or not. In any case, you are doing fine. And we are just about to take a nice, slow stroll down a set of stairs. So when I tell you to, you'll take your first step to stair number 10 of the set of 10 stairs. And each time you take a step down to a new stair, you will feel the step sending a wave of relaxation throughout your body. And you will go twice as relaxed as you were before. Twice as deep on every step until you reach the bottom of the stairway, which is filled with soft, fluffy clouds that will gently hold your body safely and comfortably and allow you to float in the state of trance. Let's begin. 10, step down and feel yourself going deeper now. Good. 9, and deeper. Deeper still, double your relaxation. 8, very nice. Feel the wave of relaxation moving through you. 7, you're doing so great now. And deeper still. 6, feeling so good. Feeling that wave of relaxing energy moving through each cell of your body. 5, that's right. You can still feel yourself going down, down, down. 4, and deeper, and deeper, and deeper. 3, you're so comfortably relaxed that you feel you may just float away. 2, never felt quite this peaceful before, and feeling better all the time. And now, ready for the ultimate feeling of beautiful, restful, hypnotic rest. Get ready to take that last step. 1, good. Just lie back now on the clouds and allow them to take you wherever they may take you. Your subconscious mind is now perfectly open and receptive to hearing and receiving all of the suggestions to make the changes you would like to make in your life now. And now you can just allow yourself to relax. Just completely relax and let go and tune inward. And begin to establish that feeling of connection with yourself, with your inner creative self. And you know by your very nature of being a human creation within the universe that you are a creator. Just by your soul existence on the planet, you are creative, and you were meant to be a creator. And so I want you to think about the times in your life when you felt the creative energy at its peak. Go back and explore your wonderful creations. Get in touch with those times in your life now. Imagine yourself in those special moments. And remember the feelings that were there. Remember the thoughts that were there and how it came so natural to you. And during those times, one thing that you may notice is how you were able to completely let go. You were so completely relaxed, nothing to think about, nothing to worry about. You were just coming from your heart, from your soul, from that place within you that felt inspired. And you just bring forth those feelings now even stronger. And you know that your creativity is right there within you. And it's run by your subconscious mind. Your subconscious mind is in charge of all your creative thoughts. You can think a logical thought. You can even think with your conscious mind that you want to put forth some energy into being creative today. But your subconscious mind is where all your creativity comes from. And you access the creative spirit that lives within your subconscious mind in a different way than you may have been used to accessing things. You access your creative spirit by letting go, by putting all worry aside, by just becoming inspired by something. And so you'll be allowing yourself to become inspired by doing things that you like to do, by just enjoying yourself. Going out and maybe it's doing some kind of hobby that is similar to, in some way, or even not similar to, that thing that makes you creative. Maybe it's just going out to spend time out in nature, sitting in a park or under a tree or on a rock. Wherever you are, You are just absorbing and taking in the good, positive feelings that are around you and making new connections within and all around your environment. Notice all the creations around you. Feeling good. You're feeling better and better about yourself all the time. You were meant to be a creator. You have all the proof you need right there inside of you that you are good at what you do and very creative. And your ability to think creative thoughts has always been right there inside of you. It remains with you from now on and forever. It's always there. And you're beginning to trust this place in your mind. This place in your mind that's responsible for these creations. You recall that you can trust your subconscious mind to do this for you. Your brain performs amazing functions, and you can depend on your mind to be there for you, to bring forth even greater creativity more and more often. And now I want you just to see yourself in a moment in the future where you're just being. And you're just allowing yourself to explore and journey and get in touch with yourself in nature. Maybe you're outside somewhere, or maybe even inside somewhere. And you're noticing yourself becoming completely inspired. And this is sometime in the very near future when this is happening. And suddenly you feel that inspiration the way that it used to feel when the creative energy enveloped you, maybe for hours and hours on end. And you're doing what you've been called to do, and it's energizing you, and it's giving you the confidence, and you know now that you can trust your subconscious mind because it's bringing these creations right to you. Your mind brings you exactly what you need when you need it. And perhaps sometimes it's a good thing when you retreat from your creativity for a little while. Because what is really happening is the creative self is growing and developing and evolving to help you in more profound ways than ever before. Your creativity from this point forward deepens. You are becoming even more creative. You're going to allow yourself to be creative in an even deeper way than you ever knew before. It's all right if you find yourself having a new sense of direction, or maybe it's a change in the way that you've called upon your inner creator. In that now, you know that you can just let go. And when you let go, that is where your highest inspiration and your most creative moments come from. You can just allow your awareness to slow down. And you can just become less and less aware of the way things have been affecting you. And you can trust your inner self enough to realize that you will be inspired again. Know that there are things that are going to inspire you. All the wisdom, all the creativity, everything you've ever needed, right there inside you. And you trust this. Trust that deeper part of yourself to be creative. You have all the energy, all the confidence, everything you've ever needed right there inside of you. Now, go deeper. Go deeper inside and connect with that part of yourself. Just allow it to be there. No need to force anything to happen anymore. Just allow. And letting go is the best way to bring the things into your life that you want. And you desire to expand your creativity and to become an even greater artist than ever before. You're always challenging yourself and bringing yourself to new levels and believing in yourself more and more, feeling an energy. And I want you to just allow yourself to feel an energy that is all around you now. Maybe like a white light. And allow that white light to contain all the energy from the universe. And it's just surrounding you now. And without even thinking about it, sometime very soon in the near future, you will feel that inspiration. And it will happen more and more all the time. Because that is what you were meant to do with your life. This is just who you are. And it's okay to take a break every once in a while. You're getting it back. It is yours. That creativeness is you. It's always been within you. It is who you are. It is what you were meant to do. And you can trust that. You can trust your subconscious mind to be there for you. And the more you trust, the more you are able to let go. And the more you are able to let go, the more those inspiring, creative situations will just be there for you. Just trust that. This is worth pursuing. And you enjoy your craft so much. And what you might find yourself doing sometimes is just not thinking about it at all. You might find yourself thinking about all the other things you enjoy in your life, enriching your life more and more by doing other things that you enjoy more and more. Think about relaxing or enjoyable or pleasurable activities that bring you more in touch with you. Bring those things to mind now. Maybe it's something that you haven't thought about in a while. Just explore. And each day you're finding new material to inspire you. New inspirational material that really makes sense to you. That makes sense to call your creative self into action. That you can get lost in for hours. Feeling that high coming back into you again. Feeling that amazing feeling. Feeling fulfilled. This is what you were meant to do. And you are creative. And now I want you just to repeat these words in your mind and allow them to echo. I am creative. I am creative. I am creative. I am good at what I do. I am good at what I do. I am good at what I do. I enjoy being creative. I enjoy being creative. I enjoy being creative. I take time to live and do fulfilling activities. I take time to do fulfilling activities. I take time to do fulfilling activities. And every day you're becoming more and more inspired, more and more connected and in touch with who you are. And it feels good. And this gives you something to inspire you. Your good, positive, inspired feelings cause the natural flow to just be there. just flowing with it naturally. Flowing with your natural sense of creativeness. And you're finding yourself getting back on track. Back to the way that it feels normal for you to be creative in the very near future. And each time you listen to this program, these messages become more and more powerful. You are powerful. And you will get through this. You will be feeling good again very soon, feeling good with your new creations. Every day in every way, you're feeling better and better, more charged, more energetic, more motivated, enthusiastic, bringing more positive feelings, more positive energy inside you, attracting the things to you that will help you to grow naturally and easily. It's just coming natural to you. Now, if it's time for sleep, you can allow yourself to drift off into a dreamy, drowsy, deep sleep, and you will simply bypass any of the remaining suggestions for waking. And now, if it's time for you to come back to full waking consciousness, you will do so at the count of five, feeling relaxed and well-rested, like you're waking up from a nice, long nap. So if you're ready now to come back, you will come up slowly and gently at the count of five. Number one. You're beginning to feel your body where it's been resting so still and quiet, and notice the blood flow beginning to pick up its pace just a little. Perhaps by noticing a tingling in your fingers, your head, or your toes. And number two, waking up even more now. Good, feel your body emerging from its restful state into a wakeful, energetic state. Good. And three, that's right, you are ready now to be wakeful. So breathe in that wakeful energy and breathe out any feelings of being tired. Notice how good it feels to become wakeful again. And number four, almost there. You can now move your arms and legs, wiggle your fingers and toes, and stretch out your torso. Good. And now five, eyes wide open, you are fully alert and ready to be responsive and energetic. You have all your energy and you are perfectly wide awake.